Live from Houston, Texas, the humidity capital of the world, it's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Hey guys, I know that some of you guys are fans of Arnold Schwarzenegger, as am I. And today is Arnold's birthday. That's right, July 30th is Arnold's birthday. So, Arnold, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Moving along, we have a fantastic show. My first guest is Dr. Linda McCarthy. Dr. Linda McCarthy, as you guys know, is one of our regular contributors. And Dr. Linda McCarthy has a PhD in metaphysical counseling and is a board-certified life strategist coach with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She's a member of the American Holistic Medical Association and a co-author of the number one best-selling book, The Wellness Code. Linda's also an inspirational speaker, featured contributor to online magazines, and winner of the Editor's Choice Award for The Wellness Code as a life makeover expert. Her passions is to show her clients how their thoughts, feelings, and emotions have a profound effect on their mind, body, and spirit. Linda's located in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, but offers consultations throughout the U.S. Linda's website, I want to give this out because I kind of butchered it last time, and that is newdirectioncoaching.com, newdirectioncoaching.com. You can check her out there. Great stuff there. You can also get a copy of some of her exciting information there as well. Linda McCarthy, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Thank you so much. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and happy birthday, Arnold.
Arnold, that's right. Hey, you
I
know
can't
what?
Do it as well as you can, so I'll just say Arnold.
Well, and I think that's I think that's good enough. Well, you know what? Let's talk about this because you and I have talked a few times off the show, and you and I are kind of kindred spirits in the sense that we kind of believe, that our thoughts and feelings and emotions do have a profound effect on our body and our spirit, but I want to talk about negativity, and I want to talk about the side effects of negativity, but are there side effects of being positive just as well?
Well, you know, Emerson said, for every minute that you're angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. I love that. I think that's beautiful.
You know what? I like that too. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. And children smile 300 to 400 times a day. And do you know how many times adults average? 20.
Okay, I want to guess. I'm going to say 50.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 20. 20.
20. Oh, golly.
Right. And there are over 60 books on just the art of being happy. Now, when did we forget how to be happy?
Yeah.
So, go ahead. No, I was just going to say happiness researchers, and yes, there are happiness researchers. They define happiness as the overall appreciation for your life. And what is it means, how happy are you when you get up in the morning? I mean, do you live with enthusiasm or, is it just another day? And what they found was that happier people live longer, more productive lives, sometimes up to 10 years longer. And even
Wow.
when they were sick, their recovery was faster. And this included recovery from strokes, heart surgery, and fractures. And Martin Seligman, he's the author of The Learned Optimism, and he studies optimism and its effect on health and longevity. And what he found was fascinating because those who viewed their life in a pessimistic manner perceived negative situations in their life as the norm. It was permanent. And anything positive was just temporary. But those who were optimistic saw negative situations as just temporary, a speed bump, and thought everything else that happened positively in their life, that was permanent. And one of the emotions that stood out among that pessimistic group was a feeling of lack of, like, my life's out of control, either personally or professionally, and they just felt like they were along for the ride. And in following these optimists and pessimists over a long period of time, what he found was that by the age of 45, pessimists were already less healthy. And by 60, they had significantly higher bouts of illness, twice as many infectious diseases, and their immune systems were highly compromised. And that is why it's so important to pay attention to your inner voice, because we're talking to ourselves all day long, and depending on the source, and we average about 50,000 thoughts a day. But think about this quote from Robert Allen. So I guess that would make it 50,001 thoughts. no thought lives in your mind rent-free.
Say that again.
No thought lives in your mind rent-free.
I love
There's
that.
There's a price to pay. There's a price to pay for each thought.
Yes. And you know what? Back to what you're saying as far as kids, you know, if you look at children in general, they get over their disappointments, they get over their frustrations fairly quick.
Yes.
You know,
they
move on. That's right. They're eager mm-hmm. to share, they move on, they get over it. And you know, back to your question, how did we unlearn to be happier? How did we forget
right.
to smile so much?
Right.
How did we get to be so what's the word I'm looking for? So selfish? I don't know. So self-centered? I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for. But, you know, we go from being this happy kid who's smiling all the time to this adult
right.
who's grumpy and barely smiles. And I think a lot of it, and this is going to sound kind of funny, but the thought that comes into my head is pride. You know, we become prideful. We want, you know, we get into school, obviously, and then we become competitive. We now know that we have to be better than that other person, and some of us cannot be happy if that other person wins.
Right, right.
And I think that, you know, it sends us down that road of misery.
Right, and we always want what somebody else has. It's like
yes.
we can't be happy with what we have. Like, just be grateful for what you have right now.
Yes. And you know what, it's amazing to me that this happens. Now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the body chemistry a little bit, because some of the stuff that you mentioned about illness and all this other stuff, so your body really changes, I mean, this negativity, or I guess whether you're positive or negative, really changes our body chemistry. Is that right then?
Right. Well, your attitude really does affect your body chemistry. Our
yeah.
immune system depends on the signals that it receives from our brain. But I want to give you kind of the Cliff Notes version of what happens when you're in a state of joy and happiness.
Okay.
Rather than just saying, well, just smile, be happy. You know, I know a lot of people made money off of that slogan, but I just want to explain to you what's going on in your body. So when you're happy, we're releasing chemicals like dopamine, oxytocin, endorphins, nitric oxide, serotonin. So let me break that down for you so you can understand what's going on in your body. So dopamine, that's synthesized deep in the brain. And when it's released, it gives you that feeling of pleasure. It makes people more talkative, excitable.
Right.
Oxytocin, that's known as the cuddle hormone. And that hormone's released when you cuddle your child, when you're falling in love. It's the bonding hormone. And a wonderful side effect of oxytocin is it also reduces inflammation in the body. But it also stimulates the release of endorphins. And that's been called nature's morphine. And endorphins are released by the pituitary gland when you're exercising. So, you know, you've heard about that runner's high.
Right.
And I love that when I get that feeling, because it's amazing. But you can also get it when you're making love or just any time you're excited. And it also releases nitric oxide, and that's a very powerful vasodilator. And what that means is it increases blood flow in the body, and it allows for blood to continue in organs where maybe it had been previously restricted. And last but not least is serotonin. And serotonin, that's the chemical that maintains that happy feeling. and it keeps your moods under control. It helps with sleep, calming anxiety, and even relieving depression. And the beautiful thing about this is these are all nature's chemicals. And the studies have shown that your mood has a significant effect on either turning on or turning off these chemicals that affect your body. So when you're happier, your immune system isn't under constant attack, and our bodies really have time to heal and self-repair. Now, that's not to say, you know, just by being happy all the time, you're never going to get sick. I'm not saying that. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather take my chances by releasing hormones that are working with my body instead of those that are working against it. And that's what I teach my clients to do. I teach them how to change their perceptions.
Well, you know what, and really, when you change your perceptions, don't you just change everything? I mean, you go from being weak to being empowered, from,
yes,
you know, again, just from feeling bad to feeling good, and feeling good. I mean, how you feel is more important than what you know.
Exactly. When you change your perception, your whole reality changes. It's just that simple. It can either be that complicated or that simple.
Yeah. You know what, and it's amazing to me that, again, that we forget this. And obviously we need people like you to coach us through this stuff, because we forget. And being happy is a habit. It's a skill set. Like smiling for no reason, and just like
right.
The people who are, you know, who have taught themselves to be negative, everything they do is it's always
right.
This pessimistic, negative, stale air about them versus the people who are happy. And, you know, something that you mentioned to me, and I just read this not too long ago, there was a young girl, I believe she was like 12 or 13, who was
mm-hmm.
coming down with a cold. She there was something happening the next day that where, you know, if she was going to be sick, she couldn't go. And so she
mm-hmm.
hung around the house all day, and she just repeated to herself, I'm over my cold. I'm over my cold. I'm
right.
over my cold. I'm so happy that I'm over my cold.
Right.
And
yes.
the next day she was 100%.
She was over her cold. Right.
She was
absolutely.
Over her cold.
I know. Yes, absolutely. I've had people say, all right, I've got the 24-hour bug. You know, the doctor will say you have a virus for 24 hours.
Right.
Now, they could say you have a virus for 48 hours. You'll be sick for 48 hours. So, you know.
Well,
do you want to be
what?
Sick for
and
24 or 48? It's up to you.
That's right. And again, you know, I think it was Norman Cousins who was,
yes.
you know, who became fairly
mm-hmm.
famous for laughing his way to health. He beat cancer
yes,
by
he
watching
did.
Funny, happy
funny
movies. Right.
Right.
And
he stayed
and,
away from the news. He didn't listen to anything negative. It was only positive friends, laughter, joy. His immune system was like, yes, thank you. Now I can do the work.
Right. And it goes to show you, again, what you're talking about, that there's obviously this chemistry that we're pumping into our bodies. Whether it's negative chemistry or positive chemistry, we have the choice. We have control over our thoughts, and we can decide what kind of chemistry we're going to pump into our bodies.
Right, right. That's why I love these studies. In fact, there was a really great study that University of California, San Francisco published, and it was in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And what they found was that those who have strong friendships had much higher in health-inducing hormones than those who didn't. In fact, the data showed that friendships ranked much higher than even spouses, because
wow.
with spouses, you have issues like money, infidelity, child-rearing. All of those things can interfere in that spouse-to-spouse relationship, whereas good, close social networking, they're just there to support you, and that becomes part of your environment. In fact, I have a friend, he's Greek, and he was telling me that most evenings when he would go back to Greece, he said, his parents, who were in their 70s, they don't even begin socializing until after 10 o'clock at night. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm in bed at 10 o'clock at night, and they don't even start socializing till 10 o'clock, and they go well into the early hours of the morning. And he said it's not unusual for people in their 90s to be socializing and working. So, you know, me being me, I had to do my research. And he was right. In fact, the New York Times, they wrote an article about the Greek island called Ikaria, and they call it the island where people forget to die because they have such significantly lower rates of heart disease, cancer, dementia, and they have very active sex lives well into their 70s and their 80s without pharmaceuticals. They use herbs and something that I thought was fascinating, watermelon. Because watermelon has cerulean in it, and that converts into arginine, and that produces nitric oxide. And remember, nitric oxide, it relaxes the blood vessels, improves circulation throughout the body. And we all know that certain areas of the body need blood to perform well. Eat a lot of watermelon. And they also said that, you know, longevity was living in a close-knit community with a lot of friends. So all I'm saying is nurture your friendships and laugh as often as you can. You know, find something to be grateful for. Trust me, it'll do your body good.
I love it. Okay, we're out of time, but I want to give out your website one more time. NewDirectionCoaching.com is the website, NewDirectionCoaching.com. And let me ask you this. I want to find out what's going on at your website. What information is there? Tell me what's going on.
Well, if you go to my website and you go under the resources and you click on that tab, there's a lot of wonderful articles, but there's a great one there by Dr. Wayne Dyer on the 7 Secrets of Happiness.
I love it. The 7 Secrets of Happiness. Check them out at newdirectioncoaching.com. I'm assuming it's going to be /resources, but guys, just go to newdirectioncoaching.com.
No, it's just a tab. Just click the tab on my website.
You'll find the resource tab, and you'll find the 7 Secrets to Happiness by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Dr. Linda McCarthy, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
All righty. Guys, we're off and running. Great stuff there about being happy and healthy by Dr. Linda McCarthy. Check out her website. I'm telling you, it's really a wealth of information. And something as simple as smiling and eating watermelon could possibly change your life as well as your sex life. Check them out at newdirectioncoaching.com. And then check out the resource tab there if you want some tips on being happy. Dr. Linda McCarthy, like I said, is one of our regular contributors and just a boatload of fun, as you can tell. And as always, guys, we're glad to have you here. We'll talk to you later.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.